Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're about to dive. Before we dive into spring football, Dave Dipple off the text line. He asked about the Steelers, O-line, D-line, wide receiver. They are projected, according to my man Reed, that to take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, from Alabama. This dude is a stud. Big man, 6'5", 365, will knock you out of the box. If you watched him when they played Georgia, he was explosive and had a really good year. They have a good tackle in Jones. They started him out in the right, but they're going to, well, according to him, they're going to flip him over to the left and then put JC in there for Dan Moore. And then in the second round, it projected to get wide receiver, right? Roman Wilson. So, offensive line, wide receiver, and then you think defensive line will be coming, which is a pretty deep class as well. So Pittsburgh Steelers are on the mend. They had a really good offseason when you get Russell Wilson in a prove-it contract year, and then you get the possible future of Justin Fields to learn from Russell Wilson and fits in well. I think Justin Fields, if he gets in the right opportunity in his mind right in Pittsburgh, could be one of the biggest gets and the easiest upside as far as trades and getting your value for it. Before we get into Husker stuff, Austin, I want to ask you about, did you see Caleb Williams on the Pivot where he was talking about as a high school senior going in as a freshman, he expected one of the things why he was mad is that he didn't come in and start day one over Spencer Rattler. He said he told everybody he expected to come in and beat him out. It was a constant conversation between him and Lincoln Riley. Obviously, when he got in, the rest is history. Oh, even Ryan Clark, who's, if you guys don't haven't had a chance, Ryan Clark is really good. Mm-hmm. Very good, whether it's in the studio or in, this podcast and stuff. He looked at him like, dude, you crazy. At that time, Spencer Rattler was a projected first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you realistically expect to start over him when you've never played college before?
It's the realistic part. Because I want every player in a recruiting class to step on campus believing that they're going to perform well enough to start, right? Having that confidence that they're going to pick things up quickly, they're going to get their body right, and that the starting job is there, especially quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? You have to have a little bit of that arrogance about yourself. But it's one thing to work hard for it and do your best to win the job. It almost sounds like that was more arrogant, in the bad way, cocky, cocksure, selfish way, more so than the, I believe in my abilities. I'm going to do my best to chase him down.
Yeah, I wonder.
And that not delusion.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the right word because you have to walk that line. But it's dumb to say.
Well, it's dumb to say and dumb to think. It's not even realistic. I wonder if it got to the point where, and this happens, and granted, Caleb Williams is a good quarterback. Do I think he's generational and Patrick Mahomes? No, I really don't. I think he has mentally some deficiencies and also ball security in that offense. I just think that Lincoln Riley will get you a lot of yards. I don't think he developed quarterbacks. That's just my opinion. I think he did. Actually, I'll take that back. I think he does a good job developing quarterback. I just think that offense is too loosey-goosey for the NFL. I think it could have been he was close enough to Spencer Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way his dad is, essentially, you held Lincoln Riley you know, foot to the fire. It's like, you put him in or not. Now, granted, worked out perfect. He went in there against Texas and brought him back, and the rest is history. Now, he performed like he should have. I do think if you listen to what Spencer Rattler says and kind of read between the lines, that's what happened. And that's up to the coach. Now, granted, that's what you do. You hit your wagon, do them, end up going number one, rest is history. Spencer Rattler will be looked at possibly as a value pick now.
Right.
So what he said is right, but I think the mindset's a little different. And that's what's probably turned off a lot of guys. If you listen to Merrill Hodge, he's a little bit of a Fruit Loop now. I mean, I saw him down the sewer. This dude's a little...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But he's a good evaluator. He doesn't even think he's a top four quarterback.
Caleb Williams?
Yes, he does. Because of his stature, his inability to read coverages. This is according to him. He doesn't think they're no top, like, he thinks other guys are more ready to play. He's not generational. If you listen to it tonight, I'll send it to you. Not everybody's sold on Caleb Williams. And I think it's statements like that. I think it's some of the stuff he does off the field, because guys that have been there. Listen, if you're a quarterback at a major college like Nebraska, you better be the first one in, last one out, and there's no off days.
Right.
There's no fun time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Whether you're getting huge NIL money or you're getting huge money as being number one pick, nobody cares that you don't get free time, because you're getting paid not to have free time. It'll be interesting to see how he handles it. You've already seen somebody from Chicago throw the shot over the bow. Leave that Hollywood stuff out there, dude. Mm-hmm. You coming in this locker room, he's a grown man. His transition into the locker room will make or break his career.
Oh, absolutely it will. And a big part of that's going to be his dad.
Yeah.
Right? His dad is not responsible for him, and he's not responsible for his dad.
Yeah.
You know, but we're molded by our dads.
Yeah, ideally, but you know what?
Right?
But
you have to be your own man at some point, too.
Right. So man up.
Caleb Williams
man up,
has
Caleb.
To take that step, right, and say, Dad, I appreciate it. This is my career. You can have your opinion, but you're not the power player in this anymore. This is me. This is my future. I have my agent. You know, I appreciate you. I respect you. You're still going to be in the loop of all my decisions. But your last power play was trying to get me out of Chicago. It was threatening to stay another year in college, right?
Yeah.
This is my career. I have to own this if I want any chance to succeed in an NFL locker room.
Yeah, they're going to have that conversation, or his dad is going to have to just understand that this is the way it is. It's going to be big with his agent, but the agents are chumps a little bit. You would like to think, I think you got Kevin Warren there, Eberflus or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He's not a good I would say he's the head coach, but dude, you're on the hot seat. You can't really tell him anything. That's going to be huge. You know, I will say this. In this day and age, you see this a lot in high school. And you saw it with LeVar Ball, and you see what other dads. Like, you got to advocate for your kid now. I mean, because when you see some of the stuff that goes on, just in particular, we're talking about club basketball or AAU basketball and how that affects kids getting recruited, you got it. You got to. Now, I shouldn't say got to. Let me use good language. You have to advocate for your kid. Mm. You have to, because if you don't, they will ruin your kid. So I do understand where he's coming from. And I do understand what he was doing, because before Chicago had this really good offseason, that's not a place you want to go. Now you can think whatever you want about Justin Fields, but if I'm a quarterback at Nebraska and I'm potentially going number one, or a quarterback at Kansas or whatever, I'm potentially going number one, and I know Justin Fields is a good quarterback, and you just drafted him and you essentially took away assets, and then you gave him DJ Moore this year, and then you had, what, three offensive coordinators, and then blamed him for it. I wouldn't want my son to go there and play for it. But ultimately, if you're the number one pick, you got to respect and also be grateful for, and go, you know what? Go make a difference. And that's what I would tell him. Go make a difference. A good, positive difference.
Business still has to be handled. Yeah. But you're not the same big shot in the NFL you were in college anymore.
Yeah, you're not calling up.
Same business, different business.
You're not calling up the coach like you can in college. Because you know what you're gonna talk to? You're going to talk to the secretary. You're not getting the text back. You're not FaceTiming the coaches. And you're not dictating anything. So do what you do best. Be a dad. Handle some of his marketing stuff. Making sure the agent is doing what he's doing. And then be there for every game to support your son. Because it's going to be a learning curve. No matter how good he thinks he is, and so forth and so on. So if that happens, it'll be good for Caleb's dad. But anyways, we talked a little bit longer about that. I want to get into that. But we'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk about one of the surprises that Matt Rhule said has been a problem. And then we'll talk about that. Then we'll put a bow on this Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.